An organization has launched in its fourth year an exhibition with the most diverse and inclusive art show across Australia. The Incognito Art Show is giving the opportunity for the public to buy every art piece at around $100, and all the profits will go to the programs supporting artists with a disability. The business model of this exhibition aims to bring art to those who sometimes are not exposed to it and democratizes art selection. The Wire's contributor from TuneFM, Ash Taylor, started asking co-founder of the Incognito Art Show, Dave Liston, how he got involved in the project.
I was working in Dublin in Ireland and in the business that I worked for about 10 years. And I on a weekend, I saw an art show over there, Incognito Art Show in Ireland, or it's just known as Incognito over there. And I took part as a buyer, and I thought that if such an interesting show can get me out of bed and waiting 3 hours in line for an artwork, then it's a pretty compelling offering. And I just thought that it was something that could work really well in Australia. So when I moved back to Australia in 2021, I got the show going here.
So have you always been a big fan of art? Are you an artist yourself, or is it sort of a spur of the moment thing of this is actually something really fantastic?
A bit of both. Like, I've always loved art. I studied art history. I did an arts degree at uni and majored in art history. And fantastic. I, you know, painted and stuff at school, but I'm by no means an artist, just more or less a fan, better at wrangling artists than creating art. So.
Which is difficult in and of itself, I'm told.
Absolutely, yeah.
How have you found its reception in Australia? You said this was really popular when you were over in Ireland, and how much you thought this would work really well here. What's the reception been so far?
Yeah, it's been awesome. The basic idea of the show is that we try to get anyone can take part. So we pitch ourselves as the most inclusive and art show in Australia. So whether you're amateur artists, emerging artists, never even painted before, you can take part in the show. Artists register on our website. We send out an artist pack. In the artist pack is three A5 cards. So half the size of an A4 bit of paper is A5. So it's like a big postcard. The artist produces the work on the cards, posts them back to us. We then in turn exhibit the art online all anonymously. So the, you know, number one to 22,000 artworks this year. So number one to 22,000. And so that's done by a range of artists, right, from amateur to professional. And it's in, we lead up to an in-person sale day. And there's three rules of the sale day. It's first in, best dressed. All artworks are $100. And you're limited to buying three artworks per person. Now, the twist in the show is you don't know who you're buying until you bought it. Now, you asked what the reception was like. In the first year we did this, we sort of, it was just a few friends and myself. It was just a little project. And we wanted to get 100 artworks. We ended up getting 1,800.
Wow.
So it was a big reception. And
that's incredible growth. I can't even really call it such a small beginnings when you had 1,800 to start with a goal of 100. That's phenomenal.
Yeah, I was well and truly prepared to paint 99 of them in that first year, but it wasn't necessary.
I don't want to obviously spoil anything for this year because artists have yet to be released, but have you found that you have had a number of these, like, you know, big artists joining in as much as, you know, kids and their families?
Yeah, absolutely. So, like, there's obviously, the bigger it gets, the less sort of professional artists you get just because there's a limited number of them. But if you went to this year's Win Sulman and Archibald Prize, 18 of the artists that are finalists in those prizes took part in Incognito.
Why was it so important to have it be as accessible as it is?
So there's a number of reasons. So Incognito is it's not for profit, and we raise money. The quid pro quo of artists giving us their work for free is that the money that we raise from the profits that we raise from the show get contributed to artists. So we partner with different arts organizations each year, but there's one primary organization we partner with every year. It's Studio A. And so it supports artists with intellectual disability. Now, it's not like art therapy. These are professional artists who happen to have Down syndrome or autism or the like and need additional support in terms of growing their practice. Studio A is a partner. And then this year, our junior partner is The Art Factory in Wagga. They do a similar thing to Studio A. It's basically just a bush version of Studio A, and they're fantastic.
Have you found that AI has impacted the type of work that you are getting submitted to your art show?
Yeah, it's interesting. We do get a few sort of AI-influenced works. Now, I'm not like one way or the other, whether it's good or bad. I think high level, even before AI, mass creative production is so easy now. Like you can make prints so easily. You can click of a button that can be shot out and sold to someone in Sweden in 2 days' time. And you can make sort of 3D printing as loud, sort of a boom in all sorts of creative activity. Now, that's great, but original one-of-one art, I think, will get even more valuable because of this sort of mass proliferation of creativity or sort of mass-produced creativity.
Dave Liston from the Incognito Art Show there, speaking with Toon FM's Ash Taylor.